Hi, and welcome to another one of our podcasts. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. There we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he also do. Because I go to my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do." Our Savior opens his public ministry with the Sermon on the Mount. Now he closes it with a parting address that is preserved for us in John's Gospel. In both of these, he speaks about prayer, but there's a slight difference between the Sermon on the Mount and these closing addresses that we find. For it is in the Sermon on the Mount that the disciples are entering into the school of prayer and know very little about God as their Father and really what prayer really can be about other than as an answer to personal needs. In the closing address, Jesus begins to speak to his disciples whose training is coming to an end and are ready to take their place as messengers in doing his work. In the earlier lesson, the chief thing that he wanted to impress upon us at the Sermon on the Mount was simply to be childlike, pray believing, and trust that our Father will give you every good gift. Now in the end of his ministry, he points to something even higher. He calls them his friends, to whom he has made known all that he has heard from his heavenly Father. And they are now his messengers, his ambassadors, and they are going to enter into his plan and really be those in whom the care of his work and kingdom are now to be entrusted. They are to go out and to do his work, just like you and I are called to, and in the power of his approaching exaltation and glory, to do even greater works than he did while he ministered on earth. Prayer is to be the channel through which that power from heaven is to be received by each one of us. With Christ's ascension to the Father, the new era of prayer and ministry begins, both in their working and praying and in ours. Clearly, the connection comes out within our text that as Christ's body here on earth, those who are one with him in heaven now are enabled to do greater works than he did while on earth. Because our success and victories are something that can be greater than his, because number one, he goes to the Father to receive all power. And two, because each one of us can ask and expect as representatives of him, asking in his name what we desire to have done. It is because I go to the Father, Jesus said. And notice this, that he says that whatever you shall ask, I will do. His going to the Father is a way of bringing about this extra blessing, that we can ask and receive everything in his name, and as a consequence would be able to do greater works than he did while on earth. The first mention of prayer in our Savior's parting words teaches us two very important lessons. Number one, that anyone who wants to do the works of Jesus must pray in his name. That each one of us who prays in his name must work on his behalf. If we would work, we must pray. In prayer, the power to work is obtained. It is in faith that we would do the works that Jesus would do by praying in his name. As long as Jesus was here on earth, he did himself the greatest works that he could do. Devils were cast out and fled at his word. Jesus went to the Father. He was no longer a person here on earth, and now his disciples are his body on earth. And all of his work from the throne of heaven are now entrusted to each one of us and can be done through us. One can really understand that in leaving, Jesus is trying to give us an idea that we are being sent out, we are commissioned, we are ambassadors of his, and we're supposed to really believe on him and understand that greater works are what we're able to do. His approaching death was to break down and make an end of the power of sin. With resurrection, the powers of the eternal life are truly given to us and truly take possession of us so that we can obtain supremacy over all in life through him. Through his ascension, each one of us receives power because the Holy Spirit has been communicated to us. The union, the oneness between us and the throne of Christ on earth is something that is brought out in the truth that Jesus is trying to establish, that greater works shall we do because he goes to the Father. And therefore it is proved the reality of our relationship and fellowship with him, because we really live out the fellowship that we have with Christ that comes from prayer. Jesus, during the 3 years of personal labor on earth, gathered little than more than 500 disciples during the course of his earthly ministry. And most of them were so feeble that they were of little credit to his cause. Men like Peter and Paul manifestly were allowed to do greater things than he had done because they were able to do it through the ascended Christ, because the throne of Jesus could do for them more than what he could do while he was on earth. But there is one condition, that if we believe on him, we must do it in his name. His going to the Father is what gives us the power to have success in prayer. Two things are needful for this greater work to happen. Number one, he has to go to the Father, receive all power. And second of all, our prayer in his name to receive that power must be a prayer that truly represents him. It's not that the name of Jesus gets slapped on at the end of a prayer and therefore we're truly praying in the name of Jesus. No. The reality of being a person praying is that we realize that we need to represent and ask in his name. The power comes from us taking full possession of our place as representatives commissioned by Christ. How much striving is there in the work of God, and how much is little or nothing done, because the power that we seek for Christ is not something that we seek as representatives of Christ, but as individuals just asking for some blessing. This is the problem that a lot of us experience in prayer. If every laborer and leader of the church would work understanding that prayer in the name of Jesus is the way to share in the almighty power which Jesus has received from the Father on his throne, we would be able to do the good and greater works that he has called us to. Every complaint about weakness or unfitness or the difficulties or lack of success is given by Jesus in these scriptures today. He that believes on him shall do greater works, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. We must understand that the most important thing for every one of us to do the very work of Jesus is first to believe and to get so linked to him, the Almighty One, and then pray the prayer of faith in his name, so that we can truly have real answers to prayer. It is only when we realize this and get out of being human or natural or carnal or limited that we truly get to the point of effective working on his behalf through prayer. Because sin restrains us and prevents us from truly having blessing and real power with God if we only pray for ourselves and not really represent him. And this is where the second part of the lesson comes in, that each one of us must work if we pray. It is for the power of work that prayer has been given such great promises. It's only in representing Christ that the effective prayer of faith really truly gains answer. In the parting words of our Lord, we see six times an unlimited prayer promise given. John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. John chapter 15, verses 7 and 16. John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. Each one of these unlimited prayer promises are to awaken within us the real meaning of whatsoever, anything, what we will, ask and we shall receive, that comes from truly praying in His name, representing Him. How often do many believers read these voices with joy and hope, and with a deep earnestness seek to plead them for our own needs, only to come out disappointed? The simple reason here is that we've separated the promise from the surroundings in the scripture of the promise. We fail to realize the context because we take these verses out of context and apply them inappropriately, just like many people use the phrase "in the name of Jesus" to close out our prayers and not realize that all prayer must be representative of Christ. I've said in one of my books, I believe it was Mary's Garden book, where when you do the "in name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, sign of the cross" that all Catholics do at the beginning and end of prayer, that that's the gate through which we enter into prayer. It's no mistake that every time we have a Mass or a service, that every service and every Mass begins with the sign of the cross, because we enter in through making the sign of the cross, basically using our hand gesture to make the cross in front of us and saying "in the name of" and declaring the Trinity, that we truly gain access to God and realize that we are to be representatives of Him. And it's in this that we really begin to grasp that the promise is something that's very special and really does bring us into a place as a servant of Jesus Christ, not as a servant for our own comfort. When we seek in prayer to be effective, we need to understand that we need to be working for our Master, for our Savior, because it's only there that we learn that as a servant of the Lord's interests, that prayer truly becomes effective. Because prayer not only teaches and strengthens us to do the work of Christ, but it's through the work that we are taught and strengthened about how and what it is we are to desire in prayer, what these prayer promises are all for, what these great moving of mountains and believing in our hearts that they'll be moved are all for. It's not necessarily that our prayers are prayers only to be healed physically, spiritually, or emotionally for ourselves and our own personal private benefit, but it's for the kingdom to come into this world and God's will to be done that we pray. We don't pray amiss. We don't pray to consume it upon our lust. We pray, "for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." That great refrain that is placed in the Mass and has shown itself up in some scriptures after the first century ended, as it was added into the Sermon of the Mountain portion of the Lord's Prayer, to remind us that all of our prayers need to be prayed for God and not for us. This is the perfect harmony of truth for the natural world and the spiritual world to truly be united as we represent Christ in the world. Whatever we have, that's something that we will be given. And if we are faithful in little, we will also be faithful in much. And that's why greater blessing happens to us if we truly understand this representation. The small measure of grace that we've already received is something that we can give to our Lord and Savior in order to do His work, and is a work that will bring about the real school of prayer. Because it's when Moses really had taken full charge of the rebellious people that he felt the need, but also the courage, to speak boldly to God and ask great things of Him, as is represented in Exodus chapter 33, verses 12, 15 and 18. I'll let you look them up at your own leisure. Because as you continually give yourself entirely to God and for His work, you begin to really feel that nothing less than the great promises of God are what you really need. And it's nothing less than you can confidently expect because you truly are linked up with Him and truly experiencing results in your prayer life according to how you are in relation to Him as a branch on the vine. Believer in Jesus Christ, realize that you are called and appointed to do the work of Jesus and even greater works than these because He has gone to His Father to receive power for you so that He can work in you and through you. Whatsoever you asked in my name, that will I do, is what He said. Give yourself and live to do the works of Christ. Then and only then will you learn to pray and obtain the wonderful answers to prayer through which Christ can work through you. Give yourself to live and pray and learn to do the works that He did and experience the even greater works that are the result of your praying. As a disciple full of faith in Christ and bold in prayer to ask for great things, you will come to see how Christ can conquer the world. And it is with this that we pray. My Lord, today I really hear the words that you give and realize how they have previously passed my very comprehension, because I failed to see in my previous experience and walk with you how I have to represent you in order to truly ask and receive, to truly seek and find, to truly knock and have doors open for me. And yet I can do nothing except in a simple childlike faith keep these promises as your gift to me as well. You have said because you are going to the Father that He is going to do works through me because these are the works you would have done, greater works than you have shown forth in your earthly ministry. So Lord, I worship you as the glorified one and look for the fulfillment of your promise. May my entire life be one of continued believing in you. Purify and sanctify my heart and make it so tender and susceptible to you and your love that I can believe on you in such a way that I can truly breathe out your life into your world. You have said that because you are going to the Father, you will do whatever we ask. From your throne of power, you would make your people share in the power that is given to you and work through them as members of your body, in response to their believing prayers, as they represent you, praying in your name. Power for prayer with you and power for work among others is the promise that you give to your people and to me as well. O blessed Lord, forgive us that we have so little believed in you and your promises, and have so seldom proved your faithfulness in fulfilling it. Forgive us when we have honored you so little with your all-prevailing name in heaven and upon earth. Teach me to pray so that I may prove your name is indeed all-prevailing with God and men and over evil spirits. Teach me to work and to pray so that you can glorify yourself in me as the omnipotent one, and do the greater works that you want to do through me in your world. Amen. Hopefully this blessing comes down to you today and you really understand what it means to represent Christ, to be a blessing to others, and thereby be blessed yourself.